Just want to take a moment to give thanks for this beautiful space that we have and this beautiful thing that's happening. How lucky we all are. So, as we're moving through the days, there's pain being released, there's old hurts and deep hidden desires coming to the surface, the pain of unfulfilled desires from many incarnations coming to the surface. Same one being, but many bodies coming and going, imagining itself to be separate and desperately trying to feel safe and loved and worthwhile. And that has to kind of all come out eventually, and it is doing. And as it's being felt, it doesn't feel good, but if we can feel it and leave it here in this sacred space, this retreat being a sacred space, then it's not only the kindest thing we can do for our body, but it's the best thing we can do for our awakening and for the whole of humanity, as I was saying earlier on in the retreat. But I want to really spend this time looking at where that stuff comes from. Why are we all so why are we so good at holding on to this kind of old pain? And why does it take some kind of situation like this before we can release it? Some unconditional love, some acceptance from everyone, a safe place, virtually and physically, before we can release this. And perhaps even more importantly, how do we go about making sure we're not accruing more pain inside ourselves? That's the most important thing for me to kind of focus on in this time here. And what is the one common factor in all of these hurts and pains and unfulfilled desires is the idea that we're a separate being, separate from everyone and everything. And this idea is so pervasive that it infects the whole of humanity. We believe we're small and alone. And we try to find community. We try to find love, acceptance, value from other people, other beings. All the while feeling desperately empty of that inside, unable to give that to ourselves. In awakening, for me, it was really a fundamental shift in how I was getting that love and that sense of value and purpose. From trying to get it from everywhere in my life and never quite receiving from others what I needed because they didn't have it either to give. They were also running on empty. To allowing it to come forth from my own self, the deepest part of my own being. The part of me that never once doubted my worth or my value, or that my being here is a miracle, or that we all have a reason for our existence, a gift to give each one of us, a unique way of being that wants to contribute in some way that nobody else can ever. A divine sculpture. Three-dimensional, real-time moving sculptures. But to allow this to begin to occur, to pour from the inside out, so much so that it's overflowing and there's plenty for everyone else because there's infinite supply. I had to really look at this idea that I was separate. And, you know, as you may have guessed, that was a lot of self-inquiry. Trying to find where I am, where I aren't. And coming to see that I'm not actually a thing. I'm not actually a someone. There isn't actually an entity called Helen living in this body or moving through successive lifetimes. What Helen actually is more like a wave on the ocean surface, not separate to the ocean of my being. That this is the crest of a wave energetically, and then it condenses down to a physical body so that it can interact with itself. But at no time had I ever been separate to anything. And that idea was seen and seen and seen and seen and seen to be untrue again and again, proved experientially. Something that has no shape or form cannot have an edge. It must be everywhere, at all times. It can never be absent. And naively, I thought that that was it. You know, that would be enough. But the rest of the journey was really life showing me all the places I was still acting as a separate being. When I meet someone for the first time, do I automatically close down and protect myself and act how I think I should act so that they'll like me? Or do I come with an open heart knowing they are me? When I feel an emotion arising, do I resist it because I feel it might overwhelm me because it's separate to me? Or do I embrace it as a manifestation of my own self, a little wave arising on top of the wave? When I want or need something, do I feel bad about my desire because I feel that thing is separate to me? Or can I come to see that I'm only feeling bad because I've separated myself from this thing in my imagination only, not in actuality? So whether I'm wanting more peace, more love, more joy, more money, more awakening, a better career, whatever I'm wanting, it will hurt only if I've separated myself from it. I've put it outside of myself and said, somehow I have to get it to come to me. And because I'm infinitely powerful, I keep living out the idea that I have to get it to come, and it never arrives, ever. Sometimes it accidentally arrives in a moment of not resisting it, but we don't know how we did that. You can't do it again consciously. So right now, today, and for the rest of existence, physical existence and beyond, life will be showing you what you have still separated yourself from. Some old memory, some being that you haven't seen in a while, where you still go back into an old way of being separate to them. Some emotion that you haven't fully embraced, some desire that has been kept locked away inside because it was too painful to feel as a separate being. And really, we're quite simple beings, aren't we? Really, we only want a few things, which is to be loved, to feel love, to feel safe, to feel whole and complete. And we're desperately trying as separate beings to rearrange our outer existence to get us to feel the way we want to feel. And awakening flipped that on its head for me. I had to feel the way I want to feel. And then the outer world began to reflect that. It finally dawned on me that it's never going to work the other way around. Even if I can somehow get my life to look like I want it to grab a moment's peace from that, very next moment, some part of it will fall apart and change. But the outside world is a reflection of what I'm holding inside. And therefore, as I look at and release and feel these things, my outer world has to begin to change. That's why we're saying everything will be different when you go home. Because you've changed. Your body and mind is higher energy than it was when you came. And that's always occurring. It's not something that happens only at retreat, but it's happening in a concentrated, accelerated way. Because there is no inside and outside. Those are just concepts. It feels like there is. There's an inside here and out there. It feels like it, and that's okay. That's the play of duality, isn't it? That's how it seems to be. It seems to be there's a whole lot of us here on retreat. But when I really finally understood that all I have to do to help you all wake up is look at my own ideas of separation. And that if I just did that, that it could not fail to get what I want. It was beautiful. So life is going to ask you to look at the places where you hold something as separate. What do you see still as separate? You may have seen your own formlessness. If this is a shape appearing in you, and you are shapeless. But then we think of some being we don't like. We think of the money we need. We think of the time we don't seem to have, the energy we might need, the resources that we want. And we put them out there, just out of habit, don't we? Even things in here we hold as different to, separate from us. This emotion, this energy that's coming, that's so strong, it's going to overwhelm me because there's a me and it. If you just dive into that, am I really separate to it? You're falling in love with it and it will immediately change. You know, things that I'd wanted for years and forgot I'd even wanted started to show up when I did this. Like, oh, I didn't know. You know, I had a picture on my wall about this thing and it never showed up for 10 years. Started to really look at stuff. You know, I did all the law of attraction stuff. I felt grateful for it. I imagined myself sitting in this car that I wanted and did all that stuff. 10 years later, still not there. And then one day I'm sat in quite deep meditation. I just got this excited feeling. And I'd seen that I wasn't separate to pretty much everything. It was getting deeper. And I'm driving past and there's this garage that sells cars and there's this dream car, the price that I could afford. 10 years later than I needed it, but you know. And everything started to happen like that. And I finally understood what Christ meant when he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and then righteousness and all else shall be added unto you. And he really wasn't kidding when he said all else, you know, not some stuff will be added unto you. He said all else. I was like, whoa, where has this stuff been all my life? And it wasn't about the stuff. It was just about the deep recognition that the only reason I'd ever suffered ever was my idea that I was separate to something, that there was something other than me. And embracing all the subtle ways that I still hold some separateness, this energy, this emotion, this time that I need, anything that we need, no matter how subtle, or want, nothing wrong with desires, but recognizing that what you want isn't separate to you will allow it to come. Subtle things like healing, whatever we need. If I think I have to do something to get some healing, I've separated myself from it, and that's why I feel bad. And it came full circle that the love and the the peace and the joy and the self-worth that I've been so desperately seeking, as we all have, the validation that I've been trying to get, seemed ever elusive only because I thought it was outside of me. I realized it must be inside of me. Then it became a question of how do I allow it to flow rather than how do I get it? And everything in my life turned upside down then in a good way. everything, all my relationships. Not immediately, overnight. It was a bit more messier than that, but it was a beautiful unfolding. What am I trying to get then, and why am I still trying to get it from the outside in? And is there a higher way to do this? What can I allow more today to come from my own heart than to try to get it? No blame. We've all been taught that the way we get the things we want is from the outside in, isn't it? That's all we've known. We haven't known any other way. And sometimes that works when you think you're a separate being. That's okay. But it will progressively begin to fail you as you begin to see you're not separate to anything. Even before you deeply see that, it'll begin to fail. Areas of your life that were flowing fairly smoothly before you came into this pathway suddenly begin to really not work, you know. And you might find yourself saying, as I did, what is going on here? The clearer I see what I am, the more my life is just messed up. Because life was trying to tell me, here's a place you're separating yourself from me. Of course, the mundane physical things like money, resources, babysitters, you know, to get to retreats and things like that. Couldn't seem to get them at all. Teachers, never happened. Well, life was my teacher. Very strict teacher. But the subtle things that I wanted too, like awakening. Like if you're not even separate to that, how does that change your whole life? If the awakening I'm seeking isn't actually something that's outside of me or separate to me, or even inside of me and separate to me, then it immediately becomes now, right now thing. And I will feel as much constant, effortless peace, love, and joy as I'm believing in separation. And that for the rest of my life, life will kindly show me the places I need to look at this. And I can work on my willingness to do that, recognizing life isn't being cruel or mean. It's just showing me you're still trying to get love from this being, or respect or admiration or approval or whatever I'm trying to get. And offering me a chance to allow it to come from the inside out. If you asked any human being how to get love and respect, they would immediately tell you in some way. They might look at you strange, but they might tell you that you need to get it from your relationships or something like that, from your job, from your career, from your family, from your children, your spouse, all of that. So it's a very rare thing when a human being decides to let it come from inside out. And boy, is it inside. There is so much of it. Endless supply. Infinite. First, it'll fill your own body and mind with love and respect, and confidence and clarity, deep, deep peace. And then it'll begin to spill out into your family relationships. It will upgrade them. It will wash them clean of unworthiness. It'll allow a deep and rich intimacy that I didn't even know was possible when it started to happen. Even the good relationships that were already working well for me got even better. And this beautiful ability to just let human inhibitions go. Because love is more important than, you know, just hugging random strangers. Here we are in this room here and online. And everyone's sobbing and crying and releasing. And you just don't do that with strange people that you don't really know, do you? And anywhere else in humanity. Isn't it beautiful? That we so value intimacy with what is here that we can do this. And we're less and less holding anything as separate from us. So it's important to recognize that all of this that's coming to the surface for us is coming because the love is already emerging in you, because you don't want to hold it in anymore on some level, because you feel free enough, safe enough, loved enough to let it go. And most importantly, because your seeing has deepened enough that you're beginning to recognize your oneness with everything. Oneness isn't a thought up here. I am one with you and you. I'm not different to you. That's a thought. Oneness is a lived, rich, deep, experiential willingness to be intimate with everything. In a socially appropriate way, of course. You know, for you couldn't really be like this with most human beings. They get a bit freaked out, but to stand in a field and listen to the birds and to have no idea whether you're listening or you're the bird and to not care, that's oneness, isn't it? That's oneness. To feel an emotion you've not been able to feel before because you love it so and you love your body so much you want it to be free. You want the emotion and the body to be at peace. Because there isn't anyone feeling the emotion, there's just the emotion happening inside the love and the clarity. So at any point in our awakening, there's only really one thing going on, and that is we're being shown the next thing that we're holding separate to us. And it will show itself as a dysfunctional relationship, a lack of something that we need or want, a deep, deep desire that hurts when we feel it because we don't feel we can have it. And we've been trying for so long, we've almost given up hope. Whether that's just wanting to be loved, to find Mr. or Mrs. Right, to make enough money to pay the bills, or awakening itself. We have subtly separated ourselves from it. And the moment you remove that energetic barrier by asking, am I really separate to this? It has to come rushing to you, rushing. It's magnetically drawn to the love that you are then. While you separate yourself from it, your desire only has the power of a thought. And when you don't separate yourself from it, your desire has the power of the whole universe behind it. It has to happen then. That's huge. You know, when I really got that, it's like, whoa. Like just walking around with my mouth open for a whole week going, whoa. That means I can have anything I want. And what I really want is for all of us to be peaceful and happy, that want to be at least. Which is just an echo, a mirror image of my own desire for my own peace, isn't it? So I can't sit here and say that my awakening is complete when there's still bodies suffering all over the world. So I'd like to ask you to join together with me just for a moment in holding this desire. That all beings that want to be free are, or that they recognize that they already are. All those that need love can welcome it into their hearts. everyone that needs shelter or peace can receive it right now, to whatever degree they're able to, at least. And as we hold this desire, let's not hold ourselves separate from anything in manifestation at all. And our powerful desire is rippling out across the cosmos right now, making it so. Even for beings that have never even heard of non-duality, would not be even interested, they're being affected right now. What is our part to play in this? It is to simply look at the next thing that life shows us we're separating ourselves from. I'm formless, but I'm still separate to this other being. I'm formless and everywhere, but I still need this thing that's outside of me. Our mind will never understand this. Mind says if you stop wanting what you want, you won't get it. Or you stop holding it separate, it will never arrive. Of course, it's the opposite to what mind thinks. The moment I stop holding it as separate, the moment I realize the thing I want, I already am, everything changes. And still every now and again, I find something really, really subtle that I've held myself separate from. Life surprises me and it's wonderful, because then I can embrace it back inside of me. And each time I do that, I feel even more complete, even more free, if that's possible. Somehow it keeps happening. I'd like to invite you into that. Who do you feel that you're still separate from? These bodies are individual manifestations, individual but not even separate. Just in this very room, we're all breathing in the same air and breathing it out. Whose air is it? If you breathe it out and I breathe it in, is it yours or mine? Or has it all just become a bit of nonsense? Even on the level of the physical body, there's no separation. These bodies last for a while and then they break down and get recycled and formed into something new. The cells of this body were previously something else and will be next time. And very much so on the level of formlessness. There is no little circles around each of our heads here where your being stops and mine starts. It just doesn't really exist, does it? It seems to, and that's fine, but it's enough to know it doesn't. Just taking a moment with me now to think about your life and the parts of it that aren't going so well, and looking at wherever I feel any negative emotion, there's only one reason for that, and that is because I have separated myself from something and it hurts. It hurts to try to divide the indivisible. Can't actually do it anyway, but in our imagination we do, in thoughts, and it hurts. And that is the suffering, the root cause of all suffering of human beings. We think, I hurt because this person left me, or I don't have enough of this, or I need more of that. But really, really deep down, the only cause of pain is because I think it's outside of me. If I'm indivisible, omnipresent, like we all are, wouldn't it actually hurt to somehow imagine that something is outside of you? Especially if your nature is love. Wouldn't that hurt? And imagine the joy then, recognizing I'm not separate to anything, and then moving through life as life gloriously shows you every place that you're still imagining. Simple rule of thumb that worked for me: Anytime I'm feeling any negative emotion, have any unfulfilled desire, have anything that I want or need, it's because there's separation there. The moment I healed that inside myself, the situation changed. You can tell how much you feel separate to something or someone by just how much pain you feel emotionally. It is your separateness meter. I've got to get a better word for that. Yeah, no. And I know this sounds overly simplistic, but imagine if we didn't separate ourselves from the people fighting the wars that we would like to stop. Imagine if we didn't separate ourselves from the people that are doing things that we would like them to stop. Our influence then would immediately reach across time and space to those beings. Our influence stops with our own body and mind vehicle when we recognize when we feel that we're separate to that person or that thing. What I've just said is absolutely enormous, isn't it? Enormous. Like if you love someone in your life and they're suffering and you want them to feel better, could it be that simple? So this is often why non-duality teachers don't really seem to care about the world and the things they say directly. It's really because they're dealing with it on the most direct, efficient level. And simultaneously on a level that will embrace all of the suffering in the world rather than one particular. It doesn't mean they're not going to fight for a certain cause or do what they can for charity and all of that. But it does mean that they're working in the most efficient way. And now you are too. Moment by moment, embracing whatever life is showing you that you feel separate from. Mind says it's just not that easy. But nonetheless, it's true that we're only suffering when we feel separate to anything. And when we don't feel separate, when we question that, our peace, our radiance, our compassion affects everything around us, and it cannot fail to change the situation. It has to. This is why there are so many beings around the world that want to help. And yet the situation stays the same because they're doing it from a level of separation. No blame at all. But imagine when all those beings, or even just a few of them, embrace that same desire to help save the planet from a place where they're not separate to it and the outcome that they want. So just a very ordinary thing, every day, just looking at what life's showing us and questioning if we're separate to it. There is no greater experience as a human being than feeling your oneness with everything, knowing your own intimacy with what is. It doesn't get any better than that. And yet every day that gets better, richer, freer, deeper, more joyful, more peaceful, more love. More energy, more laughter. Usually appropriate moments. So it's a win-win. You feel better in yourself and you're doing everything you can to help those around you. So I had to sit and look at my relationships. What do I want from this being? What am I trying to get from them without realizing? Am I pinning them with the responsibility of making me feel safe or making me feel loved? And can they really do that anyway if they don't feel that way themselves? And then I'm getting angry at them because they're not giving that to me. And around it goes again. And once I stopped blaming myself for that, recognizing that's the only way I knew until now, it all began to shift. What's it like to be in this relationship with this person when I don't need anything from them? What's that like? It's the most beautiful thing ever to show up for someone wholly present for what they need and to have so much to give that it can't help but just pour out of you. Because there's nothing in you that can believe anymore that you need it. It's just coming in abundance. And the more it flows out, the more there is to flow out. It's like a supply and demand thing. And for that person, whoever they are, and you can all think of at least one being, I'm sure, to finally be with someone that doesn't want anything from them at all, that makes them feel safe. You know, we all really are wearing these invisible signs over our head that says, I love you if you make me feel safe, or if you make me feel good about myself, I like you. Because we're not doing it on purpose. But when you finally meet someone that isn't asking anything of you at all, non-verbally, of course, or sometimes verbally. I had some pretty screwed up relationships. When I don't need that being for anything at all, I can finally just be with them. Like right now, I don't even need you to wake up because I know it's a done deal. And I know only in my not needing or wanting anything from you can you blossom. And this is the most beautiful gift you'll ever receive and pass along. And I'd urge you to pass it along. Just look at what you want or need from someone on the egoic level. Begin to allow it to come forth from you instead. And watch what happens. It's a miracle. It really is. And that is really all any awakened being has ever done. They've just done it consistently. And they embrace every time, still for me now, every time something pops up. Oh, I've still been trying to get that. I didn't realize. Okay, let's shift gears here and let's allow it. Because I don't really want enough money to pay the bills. I want to feel secure. I don't really want Mr. or Mrs. Right. I want to feel loved and loved and loving. You're right there. We need to shift. It's okay. We're almost done, actually. I know the sun shines on the righteous, so you might want to stay there. So it's a very simple thing and easy to apply, just to see what you feel you need. Find out if you're actually separate from it and watch what happens. Those three steps, that's really only two steps. And it changed everything for me. And if I could ask you to remember one thing only from this retreat, it would be that. I hope you remember a lot more, but that one thing. What do I need or feel separate from or want? And is it true I don't really have it? Or are it? then you become this fertile ground. This nurturing presence is allowed to come to the surface that transforms everything as you move through life around you. Better stop there before I start crying. Or laughing.